You're listening to Bits of Bread. I hope you enjoy the show. You're listening to Bits of Bread.
Ooh. Hey, today is February 22nd, 2006, and a big thanks to Tyler McKenzie from www.openmic.hitart.com for that wonderful shout out. For Gigabits today, I'll be covering my concert from the 3rd of February. It was absolutely amazing. I had a complete blast. First, we had the photo shoot at the beginning of January with the four other musicians who performed with me. That was very surreal. Julia of Crimson Blue, she planned the entire thing, and she really made us feel like celebrities. I can't get over how cool it felt to parade around a mall strip posing for the camera. We did a few shots for fun, including all of us walking across the street Beatles style. It was an absolute blast. The pictures turned out really great. We had lots of rehearsals together and all of us bonded really well. It was great selling the tickets for the concert too. My old English teacher even bought one. Then at the venue, Julia locked us backstage after the sound check so we couldn't see the audience. They could see us, apparently. I learned afterwards, and I felt like a total nerd because I was giving around and mouthing all the lyrics really obviously, and my dad got it on tape. Anyways, the first time I saw the audience was when I stepped out onto the stage. It was the best feeling ever to walk out and look at the audience. My audience. I was absolutely so nervous because the room was really big and it was bursting with people who were all looking at me. But then all my nerves went away when I had the mic in my hands and started to sing. It felt like I belonged up there. It was so exhilarating. I was having such a good time. I didn't even crack on the high E flat of My Heart Will Go On. Everything just came so naturally. I wasn't even really paying attention to what I was doing. It was as if someone had taken control. I didn't even feel like me anymore. I was somebody else. I wasn't nobody anymore. I was somebody. It was so cool. I really felt the lyrics more than I ever had before. When I was performing one more time, I could just feel the lyrics wash over me, and I had a really hard time not crying. It was just the best 15 minutes ever. I can't wait to do it again. When I got off the stage, I was just floating. After the concert, all of us sat behind a table to sign autographs. The individual pictures from the photo shoot were there in amazing laser-printed 8x11 glory, and there was also an 11x17 poster of all of us together. The poster was the only thing I was able to sign because my individual shot actually sold out before the show even started. It was a little disappointing, but really cool at the same time because it meant that people actually cared about little old me enough to grab my picture before anybody else did. I just can't wait to perform again in something like this. It was the best feeling in the world. When somebody in the crowd screamed my name when I walked onto the stage, I felt like I could sing. And I did. For Music Bits today, on February 9th, the Grammy Awards suffered a large defeat to none other than American Idol. American Idol had 28.3 million people tuned in, while the Grammys only had 15.1 million. There was almost twice as many people watching the amateurs than the pros. It's amazing how much a show can take over your life. I have to admit, I was watching American Idol. I didn't even know the Grammys were going to be on. I love the Grammy Awards and I watch them all the time. I didn't even hear the Grammys advertised. All the hype was on American Idol instead. It is so peculiar how popular American Idol has become. So popular, it beat out the Grammys. I guess that's what good advertising will do. Simon Cowell sure puts out a lot of advertising. Nobody will know about you unless you promote yourself. That is a lesson that I am currently learning with this podcast. I tend to think that it isn't really that important, but this just goes to show how much it really is. This was the least watched Grammy Award since 1995. How humiliating. Okay, now it's time for Open Mic. Today's segment is from Kirsten Allardyce. Okay, it says, Hey, Bryn. Love the show. My question for you is, who is your all-time idol and who do you want to win the current American Idol? From Kirsten, UK. All right. Well, the person I'm a fan of for this American Idol season would have to be Katherine McPhee. I just absolutely love her. She has the whole package. If you ask me, she has the looks, the talent, the personality, everything. I just really enjoy her performance, and I voted for her a lot. Also, my all-time idol, I would have to say Martina McBride. She is my absolute inspiration. I love her. I love her music, everything about her, the look, the country feel. She's just, if I had to grow up to be somebody, I would want to be Martina McBride. Thank you very much, Kirsten. Well, that about wraps it up for Open Mic. And also, yet again, I'm out of segments. So if you would take advantage of the shortcuts that I put on my website, bitsofbryn.com, B-I-T-Z, for either the text or the actual audio, that would be wonderful so I can answer a question next week. Moving right along. I do apologize for having to use the stinger over and over again. I am afraid that I was unable to rebuild any other stinger, and all the other files that I used to do the other ones have been wiped. Those were specially downloaded ones, and yeah, they're gone. So I'm going to see if I can create some more stingers so that way you won't have to get sick of that one over and over again. This is Odds and Ends. Garrett Johnson's official website has featured me on the front page. I was checking my stats and I saw that I'd been receiving a peculiar amount more page hits than I usually did, and I was wondering where they were coming from. So I found it. GarrettJohnsonOnline.com has me right there. I was so happy when I saw that. Thank you very much to those who linked me. I'll be taking advantage of the contact feature on that site to see if I can get a hold of Garrett. Maybe I can get him to do a duet with me. That would be so cool if I could do that. So I will try very hard on that and keep you updated. Also, in the concert that I'm going to play as the Song of the Week on this podcast, I was introduced as Brianna. Bryn happens to be my nickname, and since this was a really big concert, I wanted to be known by my first name, which will be what I'm going to be going by if I make it in the industry. I've been really thinking about letting my name out, and now I've done it. But I'll still go by Bryn on this podcast because it is Bits of Bryn, after all. Okay, now it's time for Song of the Week. My concert is right here on this podcast for you to enjoy. This is recorded off our video camera, and when I listened to it back, it actually made me sound a bit sour. How weird. I promise that I was not sour, or I wouldn't be sharing this with you at all. Oh well, I don't have the recording from the venue itself yet because they haven't finished it yet, but this is good enough. First, I sing My Heart Will Go On, then Valentine, and last, One More Time. Enjoy the show.
Our next singer, guys, okay, back off. Her parents are right here. Okay. They're watching. She's 13, okay? And she's gonna break your heart just a little bit. Mm-hmm. You might even leave a few here. I'll clean up after, Daddy. Okay. We're gonna bring on Miss Brianna. is Valentine by Martina McBride. This is one of my favorite songs of all time because it's the sweetest love song I've ever heard. And I'm singing it because Valentine's Day is coming up in 11 days. It's my favorite holiday. Woo!
No words, no way to speak. I would still hear you. If there were no tears, no way to feel inside, I'd still feel for you. And even if the sun refused to shine, even if romance ran out of rhyme, still in my heart until the end of time. You're all I need, my love, my Valentine. All of my life I have been waiting for.
Write a song about it, and it helped me feel a lot better. And I know this is how I would feel if I lost someone that I loved. Okay, this is called One More Time.
To feel you, hold me one more.
Was I telling the truth when I said that we had some amazing people performing? I'm blown away. These guys have just absolutely gone over the top. I'm amazed.